make it whole. Amen. The church is not an island. It's not something that we do individually. But it's something that we do collectively in the church that brings glory. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading this morning, which will be coming from the 11th chapter of Hebrews.
Glory to God.
Hebrews 11th chapter. We're going to read verses 1 through 10 together, and then verses 13, 14, and 16.
Glory to God.
Amen. We've heard so much about faith. This morning we're going to talk about faith. Faith is not what we can do, but faith is what God can do. Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Do we all have it? Can we say amen?
Yes.
And for those who do not have it, it is on the screen. First one reads, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made out of things which do appear. By faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift, and by it he being dead, yet speaking. By faith, Enoch was translated, that he should not see death, and was not found, because God had translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became the heir of the righteousness which is by faith. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed, and he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. We look for a city which had foundations, who builder and maker. Anybody looking for that city? I see anybody looking for that city? Amen. The builder is God. The foundation is the city of God. Verse 13 said, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they see. Verse 16 reads, but now they desire a... Anybody looking for a better country? I said, anybody looking for a better country? That is in heavenly, wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. Lord, we bless you. Oh God, we honor you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we're here this afternoon not because of our own power. Lord, we're here this afternoon not because of our own might. Lord, we here assembled in our presence not because we've been so good. Lord, we here today, Lord, because of your mercy. Lord, we assembled today because of your grace. Lord, having obtained help from you, we're able to continue on to this day. And Lord, we ask you to speak. Oh God, we ask you to speak to every need that's in the congregation. Lord, spoken and unspoken. here? Faith. What is faith? He said faith is the substance of things that are hoped for and the evidence of things for by faith the elders obtained a. You want a good report, you won't get it outside of faith. So by faith the elders obtained a good report. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the Word of God. Or even the skeptics and the atheists don't understand about how God framed the world of God. World is because they don't have faith. It takes faith to understand how God, it says a little later, called in book, how God made things which were seen out of things which did not appear. Anybody got some situations in your life? It don't look good right now. It may not look promising right now. But can we say it by faith? Come on, can we say it by faith? Hallelujah. God can turn it all around. Then so if things which are seen were not made out of things which do. That's what faith is. Faith is I don't see nothing. When I look around, all I see is woe and trouble. Hallelujah. But when I look through faith, I see God making a way out of nowhere. I see God taking the impossible and making it possible how?
By faith.
He goes on to say, by faith, Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain. So somebody else might not want to give God the praise. But I'm going to offer God a more excellent sacrifice. Why? Because everything around me now looks dismal. Everything around me now looks impossible. But I'm not looking at where I am. I'm looking at where God is going to take me. So because I believe God's going to take me to the next level, I'm going to give God a more excellent sacrifice. And he says, we all offer the sacrifice of praise. That is the fruit of our lips, giving praise to his name continually. How? By faith. Hallelujah. You ever feel like one of those times that when I get in my situation, oh God, I just don't know how you're going to do it. Lord, when I look to people and tell me it can't be done, I guess it's far your experience said, they said you won't be able to do it. But can somebody say by faith? Can we say by faith? Hallelujah. Right now, faith is not what I can. Bible said, what unclean thing can make itself clean? The Bible said, who can say I made my heart clean? That I can cleanse from my error? Only God can cleanse us. Only God can take what is disdain. Only God can take what everybody will cast out and turn it into something beautiful. I heard someone say that in God's own time, he makes all was translated that he should not seek death, and was not found because God translated him, for before his translation he had this testimony. Do you have this testimony? Do you have this testimony? Well, what was his testimony? That he pleased God. Do you have a testimony that you pleased God? Hallelujah. That's a man that Enoch never tasted death. He went from earth to heaven and he never tasted death. Somebody said, impossible. If you got a testimony that you please God, God would do the impossible. Amen. So it goes on to say, but when now? But when now? Faith it is? You can't please God outside of faith. So a lot of times we begin to sit down. You know how we like to take our pencil and paper and try to figure out what God is going to do and try to figure out how God is going to do it. I heard this songwriter say, why are you trying to figure it out? God has already. Come on, why are you trying to figure it out? God has already. Well, how do you work it out? By faith. So a lot of times we get shut down. We listen to some, I'm so glad I'm free. A lot of us are not free. You know why we're not free? Because we walk by sight and not by faith. Faith says God calls those things that be not and no thing were. So everybody said impossible. Can never happen. You might want to throw in the towel and give up. But I heard God say, if you come unto me and doubt not, whatsoever you ask in faith believing, that shall you receive. Yes. Have you been asking God to start in faith, then stop doubting. Because doubt is the opposite of faith. You cannot have faith and doubt. Because the Bible says this is a double-minded man, and he is unstable. So you can't ask God for something and then doubt, because the scripture says, if you doubt, let not that man expect to receive. You can't get it from God if you don't come in faith. Amen. We're going to get down to the essence of our message in a minute. Can we just get down to verse 10? Let's get down to verse 10 of the same chapter. So it all happened how? Come on, can we say by faith?
By faith.
If you were to examine your faith right now, not faith in man, not faith in the church, not faith in the pastor, not faith in anything but God. If you were to examine your faith in God now, would you have a testimony that you please God? Forget about people. You know, people can't do anything for you. Only God can do
it. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
But our minds are too much people focused. Our minds are too focused on what other people think about us. And we fail to realize that the most important relationship that we can have is our heavenly relationship. Verse 10 says, when he looked for a city which had foundations, whose builder and maker is, and you know what we do? We just get caught up down here so much, and we fail to realize that everything down here, the Bible says, is going to pass away. Amen. Whatever you possess is going to pass away. You can be the best health is going to pass away. You can have the most beautiful house, beautiful car is going to pass away. Hallelujah. But when you get to that city, where the streets are paved with gold, I heard him say there'll be no more crying there. There'll be no more tears. One thing, I don't care how many word.
Yes.
So whatever you want to do, can we say just believe? For love and strength in that foundation, the builder and maker
is God.
Yes. And verse 13 says, these all died in not having received the promise, but having seen them. Did anything look like it's way off? We thought by now it wouldn't change. Faith does not look at where you are. Look at somebody taking faith, look at where you're going. Come on, let's talk to each other. Let's talk faith. Faith don't look at where you are. Faith look at where you are. Go on. Because if we look where we are right now, things are horrible. Things are detestable. Amen. Every time you look around, there's nothing but trouble.
Not all.
How can the world know you're not one of their citizens?
Oh, right.
So I think that you can't get the Holy Ghost. That's what the devil wants you to think. You can't get Spirit, we will not obey it because we're too involved with
this world. well, I already knew what to the church situation anyway.
Well, who's speaking? The God of
His Word.
This, why? Because He wants to distract you. He wants to do whatever He can to keep you out.